All right, I'm going to keep this simple.
Welcome back to Straight Up with Stassi. I'm Stassi Schroeder-Clark.
Let's do this. I'm also trying not to sit in a way where, like, my cellulite starts to crinkle in my thighs. It's complicated.
Joking?
It's complicated now. It's complicated now.
Because of the pregnancy?
Yeah, because of the pregnancy.
I mean, you can't complain about things when you're in a skirt that's up your ass. And then you're like, you're the only person I know that would be like, my cellulite is showing, but I'm going to wear the mini skirt. And I respect it. By the way, just like getting older, you get cellulite. It doesn't even matter if you're pregnant.
Okay. First of all, this is shorts.
Oh.
I'm wearing shorts. And secondly, the one thing that I have been blessed with my whole life is I haven't had cellulite.
You have great legs.
Thank you. So, like, I haven't had cellulite. Like, lots of things happen to me, but that's not something that my mom doesn't either. So when I see it happening while I'm pregnant, it hurts my feelings. You know what I mean?
I have it.
No, you don't.
I do.
Lala.
I promise.
You are batshit fucking crazy.
But I'm okay with it because that tells me, like, oh, you getting thick, bitch. And that I like. That I like.
I like wish that I grew up like a like this like tiny little person like you to the point where like I long to just be bigger. Like you always just say like I want to be thicker. I want a bigger ass. I want a bigger this. And it's like that's because you grew up the tiny petite chick your whole entire life.
Do you think that's what it is?
Yeah, you never had to worry about your weight.
I could actually, yes, I agree with you. And that's just genetic because you've seen my brother and he's like a stick figure.
And your mom. Your mom's so hot.
She has never worked out. We had the chiropractor come over last night and he was asking her about her workouts and when the last time that she had a workout was. I was like, this bitch hasn't seen a workout in like 63 years. Like, what are you talking about? And the way she eats, I'm like, wow, I do come from good genes because even after I gave birth, it was like, I didn't have a tough time losing any of the weight.
Oh, I know, Lala. I know. Hold on, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to get into that,
okay.
But I just want to intro you real fast. We'll just like put out everything that we were just talking about. But I just want to say, I've been looking forward to this morning, to this day, what was supposed to be this afternoon, but I've been so excited. I've wanted you to have you on my podcast since like the beginning of this year. Cause you know, I wanted to establish it a little, not have any Vanderpump Rules people on.
I get that
right away. Then like once January rolled around, I'm like, okay, it's time. I can have like my BFFs on. And then Scandoval fucking happened. And I'm like, no, I'm not having Lala on and talking about Scandoval the whole entire time. I want to talk about fun things that like we talk about when we're hanging out. Like this has to be a fun podcast. And now that Scandoval has like, it's not over, but it's like, it's resting. It's like a sleeping dragon right now. It's like the perfect time to have you. So you guys, Lala Kent, the icon, one of my best friends, businesswoman, boss lady, mother, sex kitten.
A sex kitten.
You
I
are.
Wish. Wait, I still give that vibe even though I haven't been laid in a while?
Yes.
Okay,
oh,
thank God.
No, we're going to get into that too.
By the way, though, I was like, I was like, she hasn't asked me to be on her podcast. Sorry, I'm going to look at you because I always feel like I'm leaving someone out when there's a third party in the room, but I'll try to keep it here. I was like, oh my gosh, she hasn't had me on. But now it makes sense
it was strategic.
Okay.
It was.
I love it. Like, you're a business woman, because, so you know how it works.
Yeah, like, you know, like bringing back the podcast, I didn't want to just rely on Vanderpump Rules stuff.
Right.
You know,
yes.
And then once it got to the time where I'm like, okay, I've had like enough guests, I can have my friends on. Like,
right.
You're my actual
to talk
friend.
About yes. things we actually talk about.
Yeah. Then Scandoval happened, and then it would have just been weird to have you on the podcast and not acknowledge it, not talk about it, because that's all anyone wanted to hear about.
I know. I'm so grateful because my Explore page finally has like Kardashians back on it. And I never thought I would be grateful for that. But I'm like, thank God. I'm not seeing like my castmates walking, doing nothing, and it being like breaking news.
No, literally. I also have the Kardashians on my outline too.
Oh,
there's so
God.
Many things I want to talk about with you because like, okay, let's just go back real fast though.
Okay.
To the fact that you are a dirty little whore that just gave birth and looked exactly the same way pre-baby and within a matter of like a week.
Like, I got very lucky. But I actually was really digging my body because, again, I've always just liked women with meat on their bones. Like, I like thickness. And maybe it is because I've never struggled with my weight. But, like, when I have to jump to put my pants on, I'm like, yeah, I like this feeling of being, like, womanly. And after I gave birth, I was like, this body is just, like, hitting for me. Like, I dig it. I had, like, the ass, the hips. My boobs were huge.
Well, Lala, if you're wondering how to get that body, I can tell you. Pancakes, in and out.
I do all of those things. Like, I do all of these things.
Branch. Like, I can help you. I can assist you.
Stoss, if you think that like bread and cheese is not my regular diet.
This is the thing. You don't diet. You're not a dieter, but you're not somebody that eats a lot. You just naturally don't eat that much. Like, you know,
like I feel like I eat a lot of times throughout the day, but I don't eat a lot.
Okay, yes. From what I've observed, I think that's correct. And you're also not a foodie. Like, you're not somebody who like thinks about food, talks about food, has opinions about food.
No.
Like I am.
Are you?
Yeah. Like I
that's
love.
That's very true, actually, because when we went to Paris, all you talked about was like the restaurant.
Yes. Like I love like thinking about like what restaurants we're going to go to and what I'm going to have there. I look up the menu like ahead of time so that I can like really start to look forward to it and think about what I want.
Start like feeling the tongue being like, what's going to taste good? And then yes. It's like, and what's going to look good on my body while I eat that for the OOTD in the mirror?
It's like I'm like more of
you're a lifestyle bitch.
Yes. Eating yes. is a lifestyle. I live to eat. You eat to live.
Okay. I like this.
You know?
Yes. Except when it's 12 a.m. and I'm like, you know what? I'm going to go grab the baked Lays, some Tostitos with ranch to dip it in like a filthy, disgusting animal. And then just like an entire bag of JoJo's cookies.
What's a JoJo cookie?
I think that's what they're called. They're from Trader Joe's, and it's like an Oreo with peanut butter, and then it's dipped in peanut butter, and then it has like a chocolate drizzle. And
that sounds delicious.
It's incredible. It's incredible.
So that's like your guilty pleasure food?
Junk food is like what I'm all about.
Snacks.
Yes. I hit the chip aisle when I go to the grocery store before any other aisle. And then I like stop through like the produce area.
Interesting. See, like I am not a snack. I don't like snacks. I've never really cared for snacks. I don't really like eat chips and cookies or cracker, like things like that. I like meals. Like I like to sit down and be like breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
No, that's my least favorite thing. That's why I order like four things from the appetizer menu.
You do that.
Yeah, because I'm a picker.
Okay. Do you think that since becoming a mom, I want to talk about fashion. Do you think that that's influenced or changed how you dress at all? I have an opinion about it. I personally think it hasn't influenced you, but I want to know if you think that.
No, I don't think it's influenced it at all. I still like bring my ass out with a thong and like something sheer over it. No, and I don't want it to change that. Like, I don't like the idea of like once you become a mother, you have to fit into this box because people, the way they've, and I'm sure they've treated you, well, you have great style, but the way they've treated me is like, you're a mother now, you can't do those things. There's going to be a day where my daughter grows up and she's going to have sex. She's probably going to smoke weed. Like, she's not going to be a little tiny innocent child for the rest of her life, right? Yeah. Like, the way that people treated me when I did that carousel thing with the girls.
No, that was so funny.
It was hysterical.
I know, and the people gave Bo such a hard time for commenting on it. But I was like, I was with him, and he was like, should I comment? I'm like, yeah, comment. And
well,
then
I'm
he's like,
people about that.
He's like, people are coming for me right now saying I shouldn't comment on your friends' photos of your friends where their butts out. I'm like, it's fine. I mean, literally right here with you. People are so fucking weird.
I didn't even know it was a problem because I avoid the comments section at all costs because I know what lives in there. Mm. I didn't know it was an issue until someone from my team called me and they were like, we're getting a lot of phone calls about this.
Oh, like page six. All
that shit. All the little that just like live to write filthy, disgusting, let's take things where they don't need to be taken. And it was like, I've literally posted pictures on my page of like my full naked body, bare ass. Okay. Mm-hmm.
I'm jealous. No, I know. Like I want to be one of those people, but I will never.
No, but it would be weird if you did that. Then it would be weird.
It would be
it's
so
expected
weird
for me. Right. And so I'm like, it's so strange that I have been able to do this for a really long time. And it's fine if there's a picture of that, but next to ocean, but can't be in the same carousel. People were like, your poor daughter watching that. Like, number one, she wasn't. But I was taking cute pictures of the kids all the live long day on the 4th of July. It was my fucking turn. I never get cute pictures. Let me love on my ass for 5 seconds and do a funny comment that it's my fucking turn.
I agree with you. Isn't it so weird that we live in a time where, like, everyone is like, yes, women supporting women.
That doesn't exist.
Female empowerment. It doesn't exist.
Stop pretending.
Because it's the women who are in the comments section.
Only women.
Tearing you down. There are no men commenting, your daughter's seeing this. Like, how can you do this? No, it's only women tearing each other down.
It's only chicks. And I'm so fucking over it. I didn't delete any comments. Didn't delete the photo. I literally just told people, go fuck yourself.
Yeah.
Like, would you rather me show my daughter me hating myself?
No.
Would that be better?
You're showing your daughter what, like, loving your body looks like. And that's so important. That's something that, like, Lala, I wrestle with in terms of how to speak about my own body in terms of, like, with Hartford. Mm-hmm. Because I have probably, like, I don't know how severe, but somewhat of a body dysmorphia case. Like my whole life. Like, when I look in the mirror, I don't. Like, I see weird things, okay?
Okay.
I'm really insecure about so many things on my body. And I've had to, like, try and train myself to not talk the way that I normally do about my body in front of Hartford. Like, because I don't want her to grow up picking apart her own body. So, like, what you're doing and the example that you're setting for Ocean is so amazing. Because Ocean's going to grow up just loving her body and thinking that, like, that's, like, all you can ask for.
That's all I can ask for. And I appreciate you saying that, because when you see something over and over again, you start questioning, like, am I a good parent? Am I doing something wrong? And I have to take a step back and, like, really ground myself again and think, like, I want my child. There are many people that say you should be worried about her watching Vanderpump Rules. I'm not worried at all. I want her to see those things. I want her to go, like, wow, my mom has had like experiences in life. She's never going to judge me. Mm-hmm. She's been a hot mess herself.
Yeah.
I'm in a safe space.
Correct. No, I think that is so accurate. And hopefully she just, like, well, they learn from our mistakes. Yeah. Like, I hope Hartford watches Vanderpump Rules and shudders and cringes and is like, mom, you were so fucking mean. Like, that's not cool. Like, I hope that she looks at it and is like, that's not cool.
Right.
You know, like, I really hope that our kids watch and learn. Yeah, I get asked that a lot, too. Like, are you going to let your kids watch Vanderpump Rules?
What do you mean let?
I'm not going to be able to control them forever. Like, what does that even mean? I mean, when she's 4 years old, I'm not going to be like, that's what we're watching tonight.
But people act like that's what you're sitting down for, like, a fun night with the family. Let's turn on old episodes of Vanderpump Rules. Like, no, but there will be a day where she probably comes across things that I've done, said. Yeah. And I'm thinking that our kids, when they see those things, they're going to be, like, very embarrassed. And they're going to be the complete opposite.
I think so, too. No, that's what I'm getting, especially because I feel like Gen Z is so much nicer. A lot of people don't agree with me, but I just feel like, you know, when you watch movies about, like, kids in high school nowadays, there's no, like, bullies. Like, that's, like, the theme of the way that, like, Gen Z works. They're just, like, they're way chiller, way nicer, way into, like, you know, peace and harmony, in my opinion, okay?
No, but I feel the same way. Like, once I got on TikTok and then
TikTok
Threads,
yes.
I'm like, this is a very kind community.
Yes.
I like it here way more.
Yes. TikTok, it's like, it's opened my eyes to what the, like, next generation is. And if that generation is like that, then think about Ocean and Hartford's generation. They're going to be so soft.
They're going to be so soft and they're going to change the world. I got Ocean ready yesterday and, like, I asked her if she wants one bun, two buns, or four buns, because three just is a little weird. So that's not an option.
Wait, what's four buns? I've never
seen. Four buns is like, they're like all across the head, like two then two.
Cute.
And she digs it that way. But she only wanted two yesterday. So I get her ready. She looks in the mirror, runs to the top of the stairs and goes, JJ, I look so pretty.
Oh.
And I was like, you do. That's you so are cute. So pretty and you're nice. Sometimes, by the way, I regret saying to you and Bo that like Ocean is after we hung out. Okay. And then I go on camera and we're like, me and my mom are crying about how magical she is. And she is. But after that, things took a turn.
Do you think it's Hartford's fault?
Not even a little bit.
I think it might be.
It's not at all.
You can't bring Ocean around Hartford anymore. She's a bad influence.
No, that's not what it is. It's like, honestly, just there's always going to be that little shift where it's like, oh, we're like really finding our voice. And as much as I love that, please don't find it with me.
What is she doing now?
She's telling me to stop it. Stop singing. Don't touch me. She'll throw things and look at me and be like, I'm not going to get it. Just a little head thing too.
Wait, that is literally Hartford. Everything that you just said. We just filmed a Getting Ready today and she literally wouldn't let me sing. She's an asshole. No, she's an asshole. No, mommy, sing. Hartford, sing. I'm like, okay, bitch. Fine.
Oh, she's stealing the character.
No, I feel like Hartford rubbed off on Ocean and I'm deeply sorry.
That's not what it is. Like I was talking to Bo and they all are going to go through like these little phases. Like it just, that's how it happens. Like some go through it at a year and a half. Some are like the moment they turn two, they're a nightmare. I've heard three is really freaking hard. Ocean 2.5 is like, she's a fucking gangster.
Can I ask you about your bedtime routine with her? How long does it take to get her down to sleep?
Like no time at all. I tell her where it's time for bed. She's like, I want milk in my bubba. I'm like, no milk in the bubba. We brush the teeth. I can't use Santa Claus anymore. My mom told me it has to stop. So now I just say he.
What do you
I
go, mean? Wait, like, yeah, you need to explain this to people.
So I use Santa Claus in a way, like when I say Santa, I'm going to call Santa Claus. Most kids think like, if she calls him, I won't get presents. Ocean's terrified that he'll come and bring her presents. So I'm like, Santa's coming to brush your teeth. He's bringing presents and he's taking you back to the North Pole to help make gifts. All right.
Oh my God.
And then she falls in line really quickly.
No, well, I saw it in real time. You did it over here. And I'm like, oh my God, Ocean is genuinely scared of Santa. It's hysterical.
It is. But my mom was like, we need to have a conversation because my mom's my co-parent, right? She's like the beau. I'm the beau. She's the Stassi. She was like, we can't use that anymore. It's going to be traumatizing for her. Like, we have to put her in check and have her fear us. Yeah. And I was like, that sounds exhausting. That's what I do on a daily basis is make people fear me. I don't want to do it when I'm at home. Right. It's really fucking hard. Like, I'm scared of Ocean sometimes. So now I just say he. I'm like, he's coming. She can't think that's anybody. God, I don't give a fuck, but he is coming to check you. All right.
And she just falls in line.
Yeah. But back to the nighttime routine. We brush the teeth. We get in the bed. I put her down with a bubba. She says, don't leave me. I tell her, I'm not leaving you. Mommy's going to bed. We turn on the stars. And if she decides that she wants to cry about it, I'm like, it's all good. Sweet dreams. Look at the stars. And then I go to bed.
Is she in a crib?
She's in a crib.
She's still in a crib. Okay. So I'm like, so how does she not open the door? Yeah. Okay. So
because you had to transition into like the bed, right?
Yeah. Because she was climbing out and falling out of the crib.
Okay. Yeah. It's time to transition into the
bed. So we had to do that. So now when we try and put her down, it's like 45 minutes to an hour, sometimes over an hour of one of us having to cuddle with her in order for her to fall asleep. So we no longer have our nights anymore. We're like, I used to like love nighttime. We put her down by 7. She would go to sleep and Bo and I would have all night long to hang out with each other, make dinner, drink wine or whatever the fuck, watch movies. Like I felt like an adult.
Right.
Now we don't do that. Like we're struggling to have like any time to ourselves because one of us is in there with her until like 9 o'clock. And then by the time like we're done, it's like, well, now I need to wash my face. I need to take my like melatonin and like, I don't want to, I have to wake up early. So I might as well just go to sleep. It sucks.
No, it does suck. Ocean's around like 8:39 now, which doesn't leave much time for me to kind of unwind.
Yeah.
But there, when I start looping on that, where I'm like, it's my time. I like want to be done with the day.
Yeah.
I think about like how fleeting this moment is.
Yes.
And there's going to be a day where they're like self-sufficient. They don't want to hug us anymore. They want to go be with their friends. And you're going to be sitting there being like, God, I just want to like cuddle you and put you to bed. Like, allow me to do that.
Yes. That's so funny you say that because this is what I tell Bo when he gets frustrated. I'm like, Bo, everything is temporary right now. Mm-hmm. Like everything that we're going through right now is temporary. It's not going to be like this forever. So if you just remember that, it'll help you to not get as annoyed. But knowing that there's another baby coming, it's only going to get worse. So like, you know what I mean?
Well, can I tell you, because I've been really wanting to go the sperm donor route because I want to give Ocean a sibling. I know that I want to like go through like the newborn phase again. But as she's been getting more difficult, like I sit there like changing her diaper while she kicks me.
Yeah.
And I'm like, can I really fucking do this again? But then I go back to like, think about when they're older and it's like Christmas time and they like come over to the house. It's all of those things. Cause that time lasts way longer than like the moments like this.
Yeah. And honestly, the newborn phase isn't that hard.
It's the best. But I also had a night nurse. So this round may be different.
Well, I feel like it's like when they turn like one. It's like once they start walking.
Tough.
That's what it is. It's like hard. Once they start moving around, then it's like you don't have a life anymore. I don't know. No, I'm excited. That's true. But I'm looking at my future and I'm like, I don't know that I'll be able to like go out to dinner with my girlfriends. Cause like, can Bo handle two babies at home? Like, will Bo be able to go out? Can I handle two babies alone at home? Like, I don't know what we're capable of.
Don't you feel like you kind of just like sink into it though? Like you did it with Hartford. But you're going to do it with this baby.
That's one baby.
It doesn't matter. Think about all of these people who have like four.
Do they go to dinner with their friends?
I see them on Instagram going to dinner with their friends.
They do?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Because I started to like get to a dark place where I'm like, am I not going to have a life for like the next 2 years?
No, you will. And if there's one couple, actually there is only one couple that I look at and I'm like, if I knew that my future held that, then I would dive in head first to like finding a partner. It's you and Beau. You guys are going to be totally freaking fine. You're going to figure it out. The way that you guys communicate, the way that you parent, it is like as flawless as you could possibly be with so many dynamics happening.
That's like one of the nicest things that you could say to me.
Well, I mean it.
No, like that's so nice because we still feel like we're struggling all the time with parenting, meaning like freaking out, yelling at her, and then like feeling the guilt for yelling at her. Or it's just we're like, are we doing things right? Like we literally just like scheduled her to see a behavioral therapist because she's a psychopath. Do you know what I mean? We're like, what are we doing wrong?
You're not doing anything wrong. They come how they are. There's nothing. Yeah. There are certain things you can only parent to a certain degree before it's like, this is just who they are. And it's hard right now because they understand what you're saying, but it's hard to have the communication with them because they're in that middle zone of like, I can communicate a little bit, but yeah, not much. I can understand a little bit, but not much.
Yeah.
So it's freaking tough.
Can I?
I see you. You're seen.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, mama. Thank you. Let's talk about Thrive Market for a little bit. You know, I've talked about Thrive Market for a while because I am lazy and don't go to the grocery very often. And I just always think it's so much easier to buy groceries or household items just from the comfort of my own home on my phone or my computer. And normally when I talk about it, I talk about all of the time that I save by doing that. Because again, you don't have to go get in your car. You don't have to go somewhere. You can just do it easily, just a click from your home. And also the fact that they have all of these filters on their website or app. They have over 70 filters. So it's so fun to just like discover new things that are in your like dietary restrictions and all that stuff by just using filters. So you discover like new snacks or new household supplies. And I just think that that's really cool. And yeah, it saves you time by doing it from home. But also what I don't talk about enough is that Thrive Market also like helps me save money. Like I save on average over 30% each time. So like that's a lot. And they constantly have deals that are changing daily. So if you're looking for a place to stop to get your groceries or household items, especially for your family, like they have so many amazing, like healthy organic foods. Like I get all of Hartford snacks from there. Like, and they have like the most like endless supply of Annie's. It's like one of my favorite brands. But if you're looking for a place to save money and save time and just have it delivered straight to your door, so like if you order anything that's perishable, it's obviously insulated, literally my Thrive box came while I was in Lake Arrowhead this weekend. And I was like, oh shit, I forgot that that was happening. Oh my God, that means everything's melted. Nope. Literally 2 days later, and it was still cold in the blistering heat. So you don't have to worry about that. Join in on the savings with Thrive Market today and get 30% off your first order plus a free $60 gift. Go to thrivemarket.com/straightup for 30% off your first order plus a free $60 gift. That's thrivemarket.com/straightup. thrivemarket.com/straightup. Can I ask you what it's like? I've never actually, now that I'm thinking about it, sat you down to ask this. How has it been now filming? Because I don't know what this is like. Like, I know what it's like to film a reality show for years and years.
Right.
But I have no idea what it's like to film Vanderpump Rules as a mom, as a parent. Like,
it's weird because she's not allowed on the show. So there's a lot of times that, like, I have to explain where she is. And I'm sure when people watch, they're like, why is she never with her kid? I'm always like,
people understand. No,
she's, you would think, but a lot of people, because I don't post Ocean and I on social media very often, and the other side does. So they're always saying that, like, I'm never with my kid. Mm-hmm. Like, I just am like living my best life and don't care. But I just don't. I'm just not great at social media as it is, but I also, being a mom is like, I'm just a mom. I don't have to show everyone that I'm a mom. I just do that.
Yeah.
She's like, I don't show Lily all the time. I don't show me feeding her, but like, she's alive and well, and I have a dog, you know? So I think with Vanderpump, it's strange because I always have to explain where she is. It's almost like a little break. Every time they film me at home, I have to punt her somewhere else because she can't be on camera.
Yeah.
So I'm always like, she's with my brother. Like, how random.
Well, do you think that it's changed how you go into scenes and how you react? Like, I wonder what it would be like. Like, I wonder, and you've asked me a bunch of times, like, oh, like, how would you feel about filming or just things like that? And I'm like, I don't know how. Different as a parent. Things,
it is. I think maybe the outside world would think differently how, like, they perceive it. But for me, I felt more solid. But I also felt like different things triggered me. Like, for example, when Schwartz started coming for Give Them Lala, the brand that I created, I took that to heart in a way of like, you don't understand like what this does for my kid, what it's allowed me to do for her. Like,
yeah,
I just take certain things a little bit more personally. Like when people attack my relationship and how it ended, it's like, okay, but now you're attacking like Ocean directly, because without all of these things, she wouldn't be here. It's just a different type of, like, my emotions are different when I go into a scene.
But see, I think that's really interesting because you could have answered it one of two ways. Like, you could have answered it like that, or I could also see someone saying, I just don't care as much because I have big, like, I have a kid at home. So, like, I don't care if someone comes after, Give Them Lala Beauty. Like, I would think that that's where your brain would go. And I think it's way more interesting that no, your brain's like, I care more because this is how I provide for my family. This is how I provide for my daughter. So when you come at that, you're coming at our machine, our well-oiled machine that I have created for my daughter.
That's exactly where my head is. I'm like, I don't think you understand like what that does to provide for not only myself, but like my daughter, my entire family. Like, I'm really trying to set something up because I am alone. Mm-hmm. And there's going to be a day that Ocean is going to have to go to school. And if it's a private school, I'm going to have to pay for that. If she wants to go to college, I'm going to have to pay for that. So don't come for that, because when you come for that, it's not as, it's like way more nuanced than how you're.
Right.
Am I making sense?
No, you make a lot of sense. And I just think that's a surprising answer. I think people would be surprised to hear that, because when I think about, okay, if I woke up and I got ready and I went to film a scene with on Vanderpump Rules, I would just be like, what the fuck are we talking about, you guys? Like, there's like more important things. Like, I have more on my brain than these petty fucking fights. But maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I would go into it and I would care more. Because no, you guys are attacking something that like helps provide for my family, or you're, if you're attacking Beau, that's the father of my kid. Like, I hadn't thought about it in that way.
that's where my head is. I'm sure that there are other people who are like, you know, are thinking that going in, you would be like, I have way more important things. But last year filming was like the most amazing distraction for me because I was so in it with just the custody situation and not knowing I was in foreign waters. It was like, I didn't know if my every move was being watched, what would help in court, what wouldn't help in court. And I just felt like there was no light, and Vanderpump Rules offered me a distraction. So the little things that
you like
were petty.
Yeah.
We're actually like saving my soul. I was like, let's talk about this.
That actually, no, that makes so much sense. It does. Do you have like a lot of people, like viewers and fans and like listeners from your podcast who write you about being a single mom?
Yeah.
Because I feel like you don't get enough credit for that. Or at least like from what I see, I don't feel like you get enough credit for what you've had to do. Like you've literally you had to leave a house in the middle of the night, move someplace. First of all, you didn't even tell me where. I remember I had my Halloween party and Logan and Leo came and you didn't come because you had just moved out.
Right.
And I was like, well, where is she living? Like you weren't telling me where you were living. You weren't telling people. And like, so there were rumors that you lived in my neighborhood. Literally.
I wish I lived in your neighborhood.
Like, there were literal, and I'm like, you're telling me that she could be down the street from me right now. And I just like, don't know. That's, but I didn't want to push you to tell me like that I'd have no idea what it's like to be in your position. And I just think that you have gone through so much. Like, I could not imagine taking my kid and leaving, packing up my shit and leaving my home in the middle of the night. Like, I just don't know if you get enough credit for how strong you've had to be.
I feel like I get credit, but if there it's people look at me like I deserved it. They look at me like, well, you wrecked a home. And whether that's true or not, like I'm done explaining how that happened. Like if people want to believe that, that's fine. But I am looked at as the girl who like deserves certain things because I'm very vocal. People have seen me for many years go off. And so it's looked at as like, well, this was just humbling for you. You needed this.
Lala, I completely understand this because that is just like in the first few seasons of Vanderpump Rules when Jax cheated, then when Jax cheated with Kristen and like all of those little times, people were just like, well, you're such a bitch. Of course, you deserved it. And then you see somebody like Ariana who gets cheated on and the whole world just like falls to her feet. And it's like, wait, hold on. A lot of us have been cheated on, but we deserved it
because
we're tougher. Like, isn't that, it's just so weird to watch that like people react to different women being cheated on so differently.
I know, it's gross. And the LA Times did a spotlight piece on me and they asked this woman, I think she was a professor at Columbia. And she was talking about how when something like this happens, you have to be the perfect victim in it. You have to be neutral at all times. You can't really have a past because if you have those things, then you're looked at as someone who deserved it. And even though it's not fair and it doesn't make any sense, like that's just the way it is. And that's why I do feel so badly for women who have been through something and they decide to share their story. You know, they do have to comb through all of these things that they may have done in their past.
Yeah.
Or like, it feels very suffocating. And so last year, or when Scandoval happened, it was a moment where I sat there and I was like, damn, like Ariana was cheated on. And granted, like, I can't imagine it being a friend, but to be able to like stay in the same house and kind of, you know, the only thing you give up is just the title of things. And then, and I don't like to compare, but in that moment, you can't do anything but compare. Like I'm only human. I can only
compare your experiences.
Right.
Yeah.
I was like, holy shit. Like, I really wish that it would have been just the cheating with my ex and I could have like taken time to really get my life together.
Yeah.
And I didn't have time.
Yeah.
It was like, we have to make moves now. I have too many vans. I have to get as much as I can out. I'm going to have to leave my grandmother's, you know, chest at Randall's house. I'm gonna have to leave the mirrors that I was like there with my grandma when she bought. Like, there was so much that I couldn't take that I was just praying that I would get back. And like my 1 year AA chip being in the side drawer that like yeah. I just happened to not grab. And you're just praying that everything is still going to be there when lawyers get involved. It was just a very strange thing to think about the comparison.
I know. It's weird. It's bizarre. Well, I just wanted to bring that up and ask you if people like go into your comment section or send you DMs about being a single mom, because like you have had to do so much that I cannot even wrap my brain around.
You're so nice for even acknowledging that.
Well, I mean, I feel bad that not more people aren't acknowledging that. Like, it's insane. I don't know anyone else who has had to leave their home with their baby in the middle of the night. That's like J-Lo from Enough. I love that movie.
I kind of did feel that way.
Like, it's
and I
wild.
Watched that movie a lot after everything happened. I was like,
I love a theme. I love to lean in to any situation. Like when COVID happened, I watched Contagion like every day. Okay.
Okay.
If I were in your situation, I would have 100% watched Enough all day, every day.
No, I watched it more times than I probably should have. And I listened to Sorry by Beyonce and Praying by Kesha on repeat.
Oh, Praying by Kesha. That's a good one. Oh, yes. Any moment that you feel like you're in rock bottom, I recommend that song to anyone. You guys, it does not disappoint.
It doesn't disappoint.
It really doesn't.
No, you leave feeling like, not leave, but you leave the moment of just like listening to that song, because it takes you into the complete abyss.
Yes.
You come out like a fucking phoenix.
You are a new fucking person. It's like, oh my God, that song needs more attention. It needs more love. Truly.
I can't believe it didn't get more attention.
I know.
And I listened to it while I burned sage, and then I would light the Palo Santo and listen to it. Sorry by Beyonce.
Wait, do you like sage still? I hate sage.
Oh, I do it all the time.
Really? It smells so bad. I don't like it.
You have to smudge things.
What? What's a smudge?
Like, for example, if I'm like on the phone with someone who's bringing bad energy and I'm feeling it, then I light my sage and you smudge the entire room and you start from the left corner. And you go around
the sage. Oh.
And then you open a door or a window and you get it out. Get it out.
Do you say the things?
Oh, I have I have a list of things that I go through of like my manifesting of what will be.
No, I just do it with my mind. I'm like Matilda. Like, I can't handle the smell of sage. Like, first of all, it reminds me of Kristen Doty when she tried to sage me. And that was just so disturbing. Okay. But like, I just like can't handle it. Like,
then you shouldn't do
it. It's a lot of effort. And I feel like maybe I do have mind powers, because like when I feel some of the negative energy, I think it with my mind and then it doesn't affect me.
You know what? Everyone has their own little thing. Some people like hold a rock.
Yeah.
You know, they're like, hold this rock. It'll
Kristen
center
Doty,
you again.
She holds rocks too.
I don't hold the rocks.
She does all the things, I think.
We're leaning a little far to the left. I'm not quite there.
Please don't start holding rocks.
No.
That's a slippery slope.
No,
I get there are people that need to do that. And people give me rocks a lot.
And
I'm
what do you
joking.
Do with them, Stassi?
I don't actually throw them away. Like, I put
good.
I put them in different like spots, or like one in each purse, because like, what's that to me to have like one in a purse? Like, there's a reason someone must have given it to me. They like put their intention into that rock and I want to respect that.
Yeah.
So like, I don't throw the rocks away, but like, I in no way hold them and think things.
You hold them and
I don't
think things?
No,
no, I don't either.
I do not do
and
that.
And when I tell you, I probably have a rock in every purse. Because there's so many times where people give me rocks while I'm out and about.
Why
and
is that a thing? Why do people like doing that for people?
You know, I've learned not to question what other people do because I have no control over it. So I only question what I'm doing.
I would just think that like giving rocks would be like a deeply personal thing.
It is. That's why you can't throw them away, because then you're fucking with your karma. And I don't like that.
I agree. I don't want to fuck with my karma. And like, again, it's like they put their intention into that rock and like, I need to respect and honor it.
But I love when someone gives me something with pure intentions, but then they fuck up and it gives you a reason to throw it away.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah.
That has to feel good.
Yeah.
Okay, now that I am doing the whole baby thing all over again, I have been wanting to share the products that I remember loving when I had Hartford. And one of those is the Dreamland baby swaddle. Okay, so we didn't start using this. I wish we had used it sooner, but I feel like she was maybe 6 months old. I can't remember. But the Dreamland baby, the weighted baby swaddle, was amazing. Okay. So Hartford was waking up. I mean, most babies, they wake up throughout the night and it's just like impossible to get them back to sleep. And so we were willing to try everything. And this was one of the things that we tried and we couldn't believe how much she loved it. Like she was going to sleep way easier and she had longer sleep windows, which meant that like we were sleeping longer. So like, yay. But what I love about this is that you can use it a bunch of different ways. Like you can use it with both arms in, with both the baby's arms in. You do one arm out, you can do both arms out. And they also have a two-way zipper. Okay. You guys, that's so important because when you're changing diapers in the middle of the night and you have a swaddle that you have to take from the top down and take the swaddle off in order to change the diaper, it is the absolute worst. So you have a two-way zipper on this swaddle so you can just boop, like zip it up from the top to change the diaper. It's so soft. It's made from quality materials. So like it just like feels good on your baby skin. It's just like such an amazing swaddle that I feel like every parent needs to try if you have a baby, and it's such a good gift for other new parents. I can't rave about it enough. And again, I want it. I'm going to use it with my new baby, my son. So if you go to dreamlandbabyco.com and enter my code Stassi at checkout, you can receive 20% off site-wide plus free shipping. Okay. This offer is for new and existing customers. Okay. So go to dreamlandbabyco.com, enter my code Stassi at checkout to receive 20% off site-wide and free shipping. Okay. Let's talk fashion.
Okay.
Okay. So one of the things I do miss the most about Vanderpump Rules is like before every season, I would like gear up and get ready in terms of fashion and clothes. Like
okay.
I would like bag a bunch of different outfits so that like I could just like pick one. I would like make mood boards and all that. I want to talk about fashion because I love your fashion. It's so different than mine. And you are like my Barbie doll in my brain that okay. like you can wear the things that I wish I could wear, but like they're just not me. Like
I feel the same way about you. When okay. I came to your Mommy Dearest night in LA, the yeah. tour.
I loved your outfit.
I wanted to pay homage to you.
Thank you.
And when
you
I tell you the level of insecurity I was feeling, I was like, it needs to be unbuttoned. There needs to be like a bustier or something, like maybe a see-through skirt. Like, I don't know what needs to change, but I am feeling very unlike
I loved it. You guys, she wore this like tweed outfit. It just like looked like very Chanel. She had like a pussy bow right in front. It was so cute. But I love to send you photos of like things that I'm like, fuck, this is so chic on this person, but I can't get away with this. So like, I'm just going to pass it along. I'm going to pass it along to
Lala. A lot of the things that you've sent me, I've like gone and purchased.
That makes me feel so good. Yeah. Okay, so who is your fashion inspo?
Ooh, my fashion inspo is like a mixture between like Hailey Bieber and like Rihanna.
What a great mix of people. And honestly, that makes so much sense now that I'm like thinking about your style because you do have elements of like, see this like classic black fitted dress. Hailey Bieber,
mm-hmm.
but then you like funk it up with like your sneakers and look at your like little girl socks.
Little girl socks.
So cute. Like that's your Rihanna. You know, you got your nails. That's your Rihanna.
The long nails. Yes.
I really like that. So before each season of Vanderpump Rules, do you like prepare what your like fashion vibe is going to be?
Well, yes, but I also, because I know, like, I was the kid in school who, like, picked out a really cute outfit, and then when the time came, I was too tired and would just wear sweatpants instead.
Lame.
So I started just going and shopping and then, like, keeping all of my brand new looks on one side of the closet, and then I just go and pick from there. But I got this incredible, like, see-through one-piece. It had like black cheetah spots on it.
Oh, I saw you wear it. That was amazing.
Amazing. And when I showed up at Sir and it, the rest of the cast was like, where are you going? Like,
You're going on TV.
Well, and I was like, where else am I going to wear this? Like, and if there was not a camera here, I would look ridiculous stepping out.
You'd still wear it.
Would I, though?
I think you would. But when you are filming, that's where you're wearing it. I don't care if you're sitting around your fucking apartment, your house. Like,
right.
It's being seen. The TV is your runway.
Right. So this season and last season were like my main seasons where I was like, I'm going to really give a damn. Like, and of course, obviously, at my home scenes last year, I was wearing the Give Them Lala robe every chance I got because I was like, I'm gotta hawk this shit, right?
It's the era of merch.
No,
I swear to God. I have a bone to pick with it, okay? I love that you guys all have merch. I have merch too. But when I watch Vanderpump Rules, I want to see fashion. I want to see fucking outfits. So if I'm watching a reality show.
Totally.
And I'm just seeing everyone in their fucking sweatshirts with shit written all over it, then I have nothing to be like, no, I want to see clothes. I want to see cute things.
I totally get it. In all fairness, the bathrobe was not merch. That's like fully a part of the brand, right?
Oh, yeah, I guess you're right. And it's a bathrobe,
and I'm at home doing dishes and like cleaning Ocean's room or whatever, you know?
Fair.
But if, when you go out,
yes.
out,
if all y'all are in just oversized fucking sweatshirts and heels sitting, that's actually kind of funny. Now that I think about it, like if you guys like have a girls' night and you will all go out in your oversized version of your merch.
Yeah.
And heels.
Oh my God. No.
Wait, you could have a.
Merch night.
Hold on. I'm going to text Jeremiah and I'm going to be like, I have an idea. You're going to do a girls' night. Okay. But it's going to be merch themed. Okay. So it's like, it's instead of a costume party, you know, everyone loves a costume party on Bravo. It's going to be a merch party. So like each girl has to wear their own merch. Like fuck me in this t-shirt, something about her, send it to Daryl. What is Sheena's again?
Justice is served.
Whatever, all of it. Yes, like everyone wear their own merch and heels.
That's so fucked up. No.
I should produce Vanderpump Rules. Let's be real.
You should produce something because you have content that is gold.
Do I?
Yes.
Like my merch party.
Like that one's like one of the more mediocre ideas.
It's okay. It's rusty. It's not. Yeah.
But I'm going to let it slide because you're pregnant.
Thank you.
But just in like your free time when you have two kids, you should produce shows.
Okay. I'll think about it. I'll think about it. Okay. So if Hailey Bieber and Rihanna is your fashion inspo.
Yes. It would be Kim K, but I found that every time I try to do that, you have to have a BBL to do that. And because you could die, I've decided I'm not going to do it.
What? You could die?
From a BBL?
Is that just a butt implant?
It's where they like suck fat from literally any part of your body that they can get it from to put into your ass. And they basically like separate your bottom half from your top half, carve your abs, and then like get it back together. No, it's like pretty gnarly. And the girl from Wildin' Out just died.
Wait, seriously? Don't get a BBL.
I'm not.
Oh my God.
I'm not. But there's a lot of outfits where I'm like, oh my God, I need that on my body. And then I put it on. I'm like, yeah, I'm going to need a BBL for this outfit.
See, I don't look at Kim Kardashian and think like, I want her clothes.
It's just so like, I like things that are just easy. Like cute top, sweatpants, done. Head to toe, just latex, but you can't do like I would look like a walking string.
No, that's not.
I don't want to look like that.
Head to toe latex is not easy.
No, it's hard.
No, that's like hard as fuck.
You don't have to think about it.
You don't have to put together
exactly.
It's just all the outfits already there.
Yeah.
Okay, I see what you're saying. So now that you're on TikTok, I know you've been on TikTok, but like now you're actually watching TikToks.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Okay. So welcome.
Thanks. It's nice there.
I am like a TikTok freak.
I know.
I don't like post a lot, but I'm a TikTok observer freak. Like I am always looking at different videos on TikToks. And I've recently, in my algorithm, it's gotten beauty related.
Okay.
I don't know. I've lingered a little too long on some beauty videos and now like my algorithm is going and I'm seeing all these beauty things. And I wanted to ask you because you are... beauty guru.
Wow.
Okay. You do your makeup better than when you get your makeup done.
I refuse to let anybody do my makeup.
I feel that. I normally do my like own makeup for things unless it's like a photo shoot.
But I like your
shoot.
Makeup better when you do it.
Thank you.
Because you know your face.
I feel like I look like myself.
Well, you also have a face that's kind of like mine where you can't, like Katie, you can play around with her makeup and she's always going to look amazing. Sheena, you can play around with her makeup.
Sheena, you can literally do anything to her anything. And she's always going to look good.
Yes. Yeah. You and I, we look crazy.
We look like clowns.
Yes, you no. look exactly. When someone's like, and a really like dark lip, I'm like, and that's where you've lost me.
Yeah.
Absolutely not.
No, we can look like clowns so easily. Mm-hmm. So I'm on this TikTok algorithm and I see all of these new ways to fucking do makeup, to contour, to like, literally, do you know there's a reverse contour now for your nose
where you do the whole nose brown?
Yes.
It's so.
So instead of doing highlighter, you're literally doing dark shade, highlighter on the side. Oh. Nothing makes sense. Everything. I'm like, why? Why are we fucking with something that like we already know how to do our makeup?
I'm going to tell you why.
Okay.
Because it's different and people are like, if I do this for TikTok, it's going to get a lot of views. No one's actually, you walk in and have them do your makeup. They're not actually going to do a reverse contour on you. I don't think.
Well, I was going to try it.
See, there we go.
Oh my God.
Then you got all these people out here who are not makeup artists trying these crazy things and everyone's going to start looking crazy again.
Do you get influenced easily by like TikTok videos? Like what is your algorithm?
My algorithm is funny. People being really funny.
Okay. And what, for example?
Like the puss guy.
The what guy?
Jake.
Oh, yes. He's so fucking funny.
Like, yes. Videos like that.
Okay.
That is my entire algorithm.
Okay.
I'm not easily influenced. Like, Instagram is a different thing. Instagram is a lot of like fashion. A lot of love and hip hop, a lot of animals. Like, that's my algorithm. Sprinkled in with some housewives. But like, that's what it looks like. Wait,
like, literally, if I could just write a bio for Lala.
That's what it would be.
Fashion, love and hip hop, animals, babies.
A lot of babies because I've been talking about buying sperm. So yes, babies have been popping up. But I don't get easily influenced by like, the beauty stuff because it's like, oh, this is like what's in, not gonna do it because I'll look crazy.
Okay, so I do get influenced by everything I watch. No, like
what?
I'm not joking.
Like food, I definitely could be influenced by that, where I'm like, that looks easy, I'm gonna save that.
That's true, yes. Even food, like I saw all these like different TikToks for lemon pasta yesterday and I'm like, Bo, I need it. Like, so yes, I do get influenced buy food too. But beauty, like this lip liner I just bought because someone was like, I found it. The holy grail of lip liners.
And
I'm
it?
Like, great.
It's, that I would fuck with.
Okay.
I'm obsessed with lip liners.
It's the Sephora brand and I forgot what it's called, but it's the Sephora brand. Oh, oh no.
So Katie was using a lip liner the other night that literally I think is going to be the mother of all lip liners by Ruffy Beauty.
Okay.
You put it on and then on the other side is the seal for it. And she was showing me, she was like kissing her hand and stuff and it was not coming off.
Ruffy Beauty. You guys don't forget. I'm influenced again.
R-E-F-Y.
R-E-F-Y.
The packaging is incredible.
She probably saw it on TikTok.
What did she see?
That's how she found out about it. I guarantee.
I'm going to ask her.
No,
but
like,
I'm getting it.
But I feel like every time I go on TikTok, I then have to like go buy something. Mm-hmm. It's like becoming a problem where like I realized I ordered two purses last night and I'm like, who the fuck am I? Like, granted, they're not designer purses. So like, I'm not like.
What's the price point on them? Like 300?
Yes.
Okay.
That's still a lot.
That's a ton.
Especially when you're buying two. And I'm like, who the fuck do I think I am? Like, I need to not look at TikTok anymore. So I've decided to dust off my Kindle because I'm like, I need to start reading again. I need to like not look at TikTok because I'm buying too many purses and fucking lip liners because I'm influenced by everything.
I do the same freaking thing. So now that you say that, maybe I am influenced. I'll be looking, like scrolling, doing my thing, and I see a pair of shoes that I love. And I hope I don't get hate for this. I only spend money on my bags and my shoes.
Oh, no, and
I wear, but like outfits, I'll like buy something cheap. I'll go on Amazon for inexpensive things. But if I see a shoe and I'm like, okay, I need that, but I look at like what brand it is, I try to go online and find like a very expensive and kind. I know this sounds so horrible. There was like a sock booty that I wanted and I found this amazing Dolce & Gabbana pair of heels. And I'm like, I go from I'm not spending money to sure I'll spend almost $2,000 on a pair of shoes. Like, what am I doing?
No,
what am I doing?
I feel you. And things are so expensive nowadays. I don't understand. But this is the thing. You're not splurging on everything.
No.
And I agree with you. Like, I don't buy expensive clothes. Like, I used to. There was a phase during my life when I was on Vanderpump Rules where I was like, Farfetch all the time. Like, who the fuck did I? Oh, my God.
No, Farfetch is a hole I cannot go into.
It makes me so mad when I think about, like, what I used to spend on clothes. But, like, now, no, if I'm going to spend money on anything, it's normally shoes. Even my purses. I don't think I care about designer purses anymore. I don't care.
Okay, that's okay.
Like,
I haven't bought a designer bag in a really long time.
Like, I like so many things, but, like, not enough to spend $3,000.
I know. And if you go into Chanel, you're spending at least $5,000.
It's ridiculous.
It really is.
It's insane. I have a baby on the way.
I know. I know.
I don't know. But yeah, I get influenced by so much. And I was just wondering if you got influenced too.
Well, clearly I do if I'm dropping $2,000 on a pair of sock booties.
So are those the ones you wore the other day with your red dress?
Yes.
Those are cute.
Were they cute? They were really pretty cute, right?
And I feel like those are timeless enough for your style mm-hmm. that like you're not going to regret buying them.
And I'm really careful with my shoes. I've had shoes that like I don't get rid of shoes. I just don't. I baby them so much.
I used to be like that.
And then you had another, and then you got pregnant.
And then I got pregnant. And now I have half my shoe wardrobe just in boxes ready to be sold or given away.
With a lot of my clothes, yeah, sold. You have to sell them.
Well, I gave a lot of them to my mom and my sister. So like I'm selling some of them, giving them some of them away. Like
some of the stuff when you look at it, you're like, this isn't even worth selling.
No, true. But my shoes, no, they're all worth selling.
The shoes, yeah. But I mean like your clothes, right?
Yeah.
That you're giving to your mom.
Oh my God, I've given so much shit away. But I will be selling some clothes.
Is it weird? I'm like, I don't want to wear other people's clothes, but I'll wear your shoes for sure.
Oh, I like don't mind. I could wear other people's clothes easy. I love secondhand shit. It feels like one of a kind, which doesn't make sense, even though because like someone just wore it. So it's not one of a kind. But it just makes me feel like no one else is going to be able to have it. Like something
like if
about
you go into like a vintage store or something.
Yes. Like I have like my main personality flaw besides like, well, there's a few. But like one of them is that I hate when people copy off of me.
Trust me, I know this already.
Like people that I know, meaning like people that I know that I'm like, I'm around all the time because I can't stand wearing the same thing as someone when we're hanging out together.
That would never happen with us.
No, it never has happened with you.
No.
No, it hasn't. I'm like trying to think of the people in my life.
And like, let's just say we had the same shoes. We would never, they would look so different because of the way they'd be styled.
I know, but we cannot be seen wearing the same shoes. You can wear them when I'm not around. Like, I just want to be very clear. People can copy off of my style, of course. Like, I copy off of other people's style. Like, I get inspiration from other people all the time. But if I'm hanging around that person, no. Because then it looks like we're literally dressing identical and that, like, I'm going to start breaking out in hives. Like, I can't stand having the same thing as somebody else when we're, like, around each other.
No, I know. Especially if it's like a bomb look.
Or if it's something that like I wear all the time.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
Like it fucking kills me.
Remember when Lisa Rinna showed up to Erica Jane's house and they were both in like the same pink.
It was like a pink, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
I would have lost my mind.
No, like I would have just been like, I quit Real Housewives. Like, yeah. I'm not filming anymore. I give up. Like, no. And you know that was like expensive.
Yes.
Like that was designer.
It was like Balmain or something.
Yeah. That was not Revolve.
No. Like these women who show up in the same thing because they all are watching like the fashion shows and pulling things straight from the runway. And it's like, Wow, that's like a different level of elevating.
You know, it totally is a different level of elevating. You know what a housewife would be smart to do?
What?
To go on Housewives and actually then buy from Revolve or Shopbop.
Yeah, that because would be something we've never seen before.
It would. Yeah. And they would always, you no shot in hell you're wearing the same thing as anyone else.
Right. Like, I don't care if we're watching your marriage go to shit. I don't care if we watch you in therapy. What I want to see is you get on Revolve and purchase a sweater. That's what I want to see. Then I'll be shook.
No, I totally want to see, like, the Countess or Lisa Rinna or someone just literally go on Revolve and order. Go on Banana Republic. You know, how fascinating would that be to see them trying to work the website? See Erica Jane on bananarepublic.com. J. Crew. Oh my God, I would love to dress Erica Jane in like head to toe J. Crew. I love J. Crew. It's because I'm vanilla.
Yeah, I can't say that I would go into J. Crew to find like the most epic outfit.
But like, I want to see Erica Jane and J. Crew.
But I don't even know where I go to shop for clothing.
That's a good point. Where do you shop?
I have no idea.
Do you shop? Besides like buying like a pair of shoes or a purse or something like that? Like
the other day I went to Nordstrom and because they had their like yearly sale or whatever.
Yeah.
And my mom has the Nordstrom card. So we got early access. Uh-huh. And I had like kind of a heyday.
Okay. So you shop at Nordstrom.
I go to Nordstrom a lot.
Do you ever go to Zara?
Yeah, I go to Zara sometimes.
No, like how many times a year?
Maybe like 10.
Oh, that's a lot. Okay. Do you shop online?
I do love an online shop.
Okay. So where?
Because
so
where?
Tell me where. ASOS?
Oh my God. Where do I shop, you guys?
Thing, Shop Pop.
No, I think the last time I ordered something online, it was like Opoly or something. They had like really cute.
What is that?
What's Opoly? You wouldn't know. But they had like a cute little like.
Cotton on?
What's that?
Like.
I feel like
Forever 21 slightly elevated.
Yeah, let's go with that. Opoly is like Boohoo, maybe.
Okay.
Or like maybe Pretty Little Thing.
Misguided.
So like,
what's
do you
misguided?
Do you ever just like sit home and like, I'm going to go online shop. I'm going to like, I do this all day long. No, like all day long.
No, once I start getting into the clothing of it all, I'm like, I'm bored. Where are the shoes and the purses?
Fuck you. For having such a perfect body be wasted. You know what I mean?
Is it wasted though?
Yes,
I feel like
it is.
I
fucking
have my ass out a lot.
No, it's wasted because, no, it is wasted because the fact that when you get to the clothing section of the websites that you're going on and you're like, I'm bored, that is wasted hot bod.
So then you have to send me things and then I'll give it a
I'll
look.
Continue to send you things because it does actually help, especially pregnant, to live vicariously through somebody else, to be like, I helped put that together. Like it gives me a feeling of like satisfaction.
Yeah.
To like see you rock an outfit that I wish I could wear. But like I still shop, like I don't even get bored right now when I online shop and I can't even wear any of the things that I'm looking at.
You want to know what I love? I love a good set. Like I'm obsessed with Maureen Serre because she has like the very tight fitted stuff. She's doing good for the planet because it's recycled material and it's matching and it comes with the shoes. Doesn't come with it. You have to purchase them, but it's literally head to toe. I'm in the exact same print.
No, like Lala, that's like the equivalent of buying your full bedroom set at one store.
I did that too for the apartment. I walked into Ashley Furniture.
No.
It was so hard. It was so hard to get furniture. Walk into Ashley. They're like 55% off everything and 55 months interest free. I was like, the whole apartment is
no.
From here. Wow. Done.
Floor model. Go.
Oh my God. Can you just let me help you?
Yes.
Can you just let me help you? I could really help with your interior design if you let me. Like if you, we could
I
make
I don't want to spend the money on interior design right now until I'm in a, like it's an
yeah,
apartment,
yeah, yeah,
you know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And you have to remember it was like, we have to have furniture. Like I have to have furniture.
Yeah.
So if that couch is available this week, that's the couch we're getting.
Okay. Because I want to be very clear that like, this isn't about spending money. Like you can find so many things at secondhand stores. Like so much of the stuff that I've found for my house, like
yeah.
Is not expensive. So it's not about like, me saying that you need to spend more money on something. It's
I think
not.
It's more about the time. Like I didn't
it does.
Have,
it's time consuming.
I didn't have time to be like, I'm going to really invest in this apartment. It was like, okay, we're going into a custody battle and I'm going to need to come home and like be able to sit on a couch.
Good point.
Like my bedroom furniture is like not even what I want. It's like not even what I like, but it was like, it can be delivered the next day.
But that like kills my, that kills my soul that you have something in there, because I truly believe that like your home and like where you spend most of your time, like affects your psyche, your soul,
totally,
your mood. So like if you have furniture in there that you're like, I don't even like this, then like, I feel like I would be just like irritated all day long.
Well, I think I was for a minute. Like I just got all new bedding. And I feel like, okay, I can let the color of the dresser and side tables, because they're like a dark wood, I can let it slide.
Yeah.
Because my bedding is feeling very like la-la and princess-y.
Oh, yeah, you just got fret sheets, right?
Do you say fret or frette?
I actually have no idea what it is. I just know what what it looks like.
I always said frette. And then we went to Nashville and this woman was like, it's fret. So naturally I Googled. And it's frette.
Okay.
And I also looked up, I used to say L'Occitane, and it's actually L'Occitane.
What the fuck is L'Occitane?
I knew that.
It's like the L apostrophe O-C-C-I-T-A-N-E.
Oh!
Like the skincare. And I was always L'Occitane. L'Occitane, I Googled.
Oh, I would have thought it was L'Occitane.
Yeah, because that's what it looks like. Just like frette looks like fret.
Yes.
So it all depends on who you ask, I guess.
Okay.
But I did. I went and got like yummy, yummy shit.
I see. That's how I feel about my new Boll & Branch sheets. Like, by the way, those are really soft. Like, truly.
But I have sets. I couldn't go and spend like, because I all have three sets and then we get rid of those and we buy new, right? Because bedding kind of, you're in it every night. It's being washed a lot. Like you have to kind of like keep up on it, right?
Should I be doing that? Should I be throwing away my old?
No, I don't think you.
They're super old.
They're not that old.
I mean, you talk to Katie and she's buying new bedding like once every 3 months.
Does she really?
That's what she said.
It's probably because she's having sex in it with different people.
Yeah, well, I'm not doing that. I'm eating cookie butter cookies and baked Lays in my bed.
Wait, are you? How do you? You've been single for so long.
Thank you, Stassi.
I haven't really. No, hold on. I haven't really processed this. Like, because I'm so used to like people moving on.
Well, we have a group of friends where
really
they have boyfriends, new boyfriends, like the next day. I've never worked like that ever.
Yeah, it's been a while.
Yeah.
But like, you should be so proud of yourself, Lala.
I feel like I am. There's like no reason why I should get into a relationship. Number one, if I'm like not craving that and I'm not ready for that.
Yeah.
And I also like, I know that once I get into a relationship, I know I'm going to want it to last forever. And relationships get rocky sometimes. And if I haven't fully processed what I went through, because I haven't had time. Yes, it's been a year and a half. But you have to remember, like, two things were happening at once. A custody battle and then heartbreak. And I couldn't have the two things coexist. It just didn't work.
Yeah.
So naturally, I obviously chose, like, the most important thing to focus on is Ocean right now. And we'll put what I've been through on the back burner. Now that I'm, like, I've sunk into it, I'm finally ready to, like, my mind is catching up with my body. And I can kind of assess my traumas and, like, pinpoint where things are coming from. And I think that's important for me to do before I get into dating. Because if I have an argument with my new partner and I haven't worked through things, that trauma is going to rear its ugly head and I could completely make a beautiful relationship explode just because I haven't worked through my shit.
Yeah. I mean, you sound like the healthiest person alive.
I'm
like,
really?
You really do. And you don't even go to therapy.
No, I'm like, scared of therapists, remember?
Yeah, so you just, like, realized all this on your own? That's, like, kind of hard to do.
This is why I don't sleep very well. Because I go through and I'm like, this is what I need to change. This is what I should work on tomorrow.
It's because you're a Virgo.
Yes.
See, I can't wait to have a Virgo.
By the way, when I said I don't trust therapists, love therapy, but because of my situation with that other therapist.
You just had a bad experience with a therapist. That's not a reflection on all therapists.
Correct. Yeah. But it's just one of many things I need to work on with trauma.
No. Yeah. Okay. Wait, I'm so annoyed that I have to, that you have to leave because you said you had to be by.
I have to be to the office by 12. Okay. So how long is it going to take? Probably 30 minutes to get there. 11:30.
Yeah, no, I got to wrap this up. I'm so annoyed. Like, I only talked about like half the things on this outline. Please come back.
Well, will you really have me back on?
Yes. I'd literally have you on again next week, Lala.
I mean, my ego is like full today. No,
I have been wanting to do this so bad. Do you see? Sometimes I get so annoyed. I see on social media, people will like comment under our photos and be like, they're not even friends. They don't even like each other. And I like want to like write in and be like, she's one of my closest friends. Like, I don't have to talk to her every single day. Like, when I finally see you or like when I talk to you, for me, it feels like no time has passed. I'm not someone who talks to anyone every day.
But I think that's why our friendship works, because I'm not the girl who's going to have a text thread with you where it's every day. I'm not going to be sending you 100 TikToks to talk about.
Me neither. I'm not like that. And so I maybe because people don't see us on social media together that often. So then they just assume we're not friends. And it like
barely leaves the house.
It makes me sad.
Well, you're one of my best friends. I don't have many friends and I don't go out very often. So like when you and I do go out, it's like it's been a minute since I've like been out with anybody besides my mom and my baby.
Yeah, no, I feel that. Seriously.
People say that in the comments section.
Yes, people think they're not friends.
This is why I avoid it.
It's so annoying. So you have to fucking come back. I know you're filming right now. So like, it's really hard to schedule. But like, seriously, please sometime soon.
And we have to do a night out, just the moms, before you have two babies.
Yes, for real. Like, oh my God.
And your baby shower is coming up.
Yes. It's very low key, very chic. Okay. It's just like a cool low key dinner.
I can't wait.
That's the vibe. I didn't want to do anything too big. Like,
do I pay homage to you with my outfit this time too?
Fuck yeah.
Okay. I need to shop again. Yeah. Today I'll be shopping for looks. Wow.
Okay, you guys, go follow Lala. Go listen to Lala. Go buy Lala's merch. Lala literally does everything. Okay.
Love it.
I love you.
I love you.
You're coming back soon.
Okay, thanks for having me.
Bye.